DHS has introduced a sweeping list of changes, which Secretary Dennis Smith says will save over $554 million.
We believe that our proposals themselves are fair, they are focused, and they're simply common sense things.
The reforms include controlling reimbursement rates, hiring auditors, and changes to BadgerCare Plus benefits. Among the BadgerCare changes would be to have enrollees above the federal poverty line pay a higher premium to access the state plan.
We believe those plans are more in line with what families typically receive in the private sector. And we also believe it creates equity amongst Medicaid populations.
Part of the plan also requires a federal waiver so the state can change eligibility requirements. Without one, Smith says over 53,000 people could be dropped from state BadgerCare programs.
We are determined to avoid the option that the federal government has said we can do, which is to drop eligibility entirely for certain individuals above 133% of the federal poverty level.
Many of the proposals will need approval from the legislature or the federal government. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.